You're listening to the 2-Minute Time Lord.
Hi, I'm Chip with 2MTL 231, reviewing Torchwood Miracle Day, End of the Road. Spoilers ahead. I think that I'm completely down with Cardiff University's Matt Hills when he argues that Torchwood Miracle Day is a suspense thriller, not a sci-fi action romp. And that if you're bored with the pacing, it may be because you're hung up on expecting a sci-fi action romp. Well, there are also other criticisms that can be leveled at the series, I agree, and this is a good time to fire off some of them, I think, because Episode 8, End of the Road, is a bit of a lull after the nonstop camp escape of Episode 6 and the revelations of Episode 7. These are more frustrations than criticisms, I think. I still love the series, but here we go. Number one is exposition. Having recently caught up on a few classic Doctor Who serials, I've been reminded just how difficult it is to deal with an extended narrative when you have a finite budget. It's even tougher when the story explores realistic consequences of a fantasy event. Now, there will always have to be talky bits in any drama, even in a suspense thriller, but the scene in this episode featuring Olivia Colasanto's data dump about her grandfather's history is one of those scenes writers hate having to do. And even though they try to spice it up with Friedkin's rogue agents getting the drop on Esther, this scene is all tell and no show. Second, the large cast. It's impossible to give everyone their time in the sun every single episode. Jack fell into the background after Episode 2, now he's back with End of the Road, now Gwen vanishes. Television storytelling is all about compromises, but when concepts and not characters drive the plot, then we lose some of the character arcs that marked the first three Torchwood series, and you know me, I'm a character guy. Finally, there's the tenuous connection between old Torchwood and new. Last week we saw Jack in early Torchwood mode, as seen in Series 2's Fragments. This week we got a look at an artifact from the Hub. These mad SF elements are creeping back in after a run of more gritty, low-tech episodes. I mentioned last week that I wasn't sure how well new viewers are getting references to old Torchwood. I'm not even sure that they grok that Jack is from the future, even though he told them today. I don't know how important that is. Maybe the enigma is enough, but seeing Jack whip out his vortex manipulator for some Star Trek scanning doesn't quite match the X-Files feel of the rest of the series. These are the three Achilles heels of Miracle Day, which is a lousy metaphor because now I'm imagining Achilles with three legs, and that just doesn't work. They don't sink the show for me, and they didn't sink the episode. Rex trapping Friedkin, Oswald lashing out like a trapped animal, these were just two standout parts on a relatively good episode, but I'm glad the conclusion to Miracle Day is in sight. And that's 2MTL 231, and as you pull this episode from the feed, keep an eye out because coming very, very soon will be episode 232. We're back in Doctor Who mode, finally on a Doctor Who podcast. Let's kill Hitler. Catch you later on TWOMinuteTimeLord.com, iTunes, Twitter, or Facebook.